This edition of Parsha Questions for Parshas Vayeshev is being recorded without the usual chevra from the shir. So that means it'll probably be a little more brief, but also a little less interesting. Nonetheless, Vayeshev opens up right after we get the record of Esav's family living in Eretz Edom, and we're told, Vayeshev Yaakov, be'eretz migurei aviv, be'eretz Canaan. In contrast with Esav, who is in Seir, Yaakov lives in the land of migurei aviv. I will translate that for the moment as where his father lived. Be'eretz Canaan, in the land of Canaan. And our question is straightforward. Why do you need to say, in the land where his father lived, in the land of Canaan? Just say, the land where his father lived, or just say, the land of Canaan. Why do you need to have both? So answers to this abound. But some of the answers emphasize the word migurei. And they suggest that migurei doesn't just mean where his father lived, but where his father lived temporarily, like the word ger. So Rabbi Avram ben Harambam, as an example, says that Yaakov lived in a temporary fashion, migurei aviv, in this temporary dwelling of his father. We know that Avram is ger v'toshav, and we have a similar concept regarding Yitzchak and his experience, and Rabbi Avram, son of the Rambam, says this is how tzaddikim live in this world. It's Eretz Migurei Aviv. He lives in a temporary way, as his father did, in the land of Canaan. Ramban also seizes on the word Migurei, and he says that Yaakov is saying, I would prefer to be a ger, a stranger, in Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to doing what Esav did in the previous segment, where Esav took Seir permanently. Better to be in Migurei Aviv, the Eretz Canaan, than to be in the land of Edom, even though in Edom one might be more secure. So those approaches emphasize Migurei. On the other hand, others emphasize Aviv, that it's the land of his father, land of his ancestors in Canaan. So Rashi, for example, says that Yaakov decides to live with his father as the Bechor. Rav Steinman in Ayelas HaShachar actually comments, one should live near his parents. That's Eretz Migurei Aviv. It's a lesson. You're supposed to live in the land where your parents live. The Chizkuni also seizes on the word Aviv, takes it a little bit differently, and suggests that it's meant to demonstrate that Hashem fulfilled the covenant of giving Avraham's descendants the land. So Yaakov lived in the land of his ancestors. See that? Hashem fulfilled it. Be'eretz Canaan. Beautiful ideas as well. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, as quoted by my friend Rav Baruch Weintraub, offers a beautiful idea, which sees Eretz Migurei Aviv and Eretz Canaan as complementary. We have in the Gemara Yevamos two apparently contradictory ideas about a Jew who tries to leave Judaism. There's a Gemara Yevamos, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, which says that once somebody becomes Jewish, even if that person tries to reverse it, can't do it. Person converts to Judaism, they are a Jew forever, and no backsies. You're stuck with it. This is the way it is. On the other hand, we have a Gemara in Yevamos, Tezayin Amud Beis, on Tezayin Amud Aleph, which discusses the concern that one might have in which, basically, to make a long story short, there is somebody who is known to be non-Jewish, and we ask, why isn't halacha concerned with the possibility that this person might actually be a Jew from the lost Shvatim? The 10 northern tribes who were exiled, mixed into the nations around us. Who knows? Maybe this person came from one of those lost Shvatim. And the Gemara says we're not worried about that because those people renounced their Judaism. They left Judaism. And that's perplexing. Didn't you just tell me that Yevamos Mem Zayin Amud Beis says once a Jew, always a Jew? There's no such thing as renouncing their Judaism. A Jew is a Jew, no matter what. So Rav Aaron Lichtenstein suggested, and this was in his article about Brother Daniel in 1968, that there are two axes, both of them necessary for the Jew. A Jew has to accept the covenant of the Torah, our bond with Hashem, our religion, our mitzvos. And the Jew must accept the family of Jews to be part of this great family of the Jewish people. And a Jew who rejects both is actually out of Judaism. That's an idea that is separate from Parshas Vayeshev. That's an idea that we've discussed in Shiurim about the Brother Daniel case. That the idea is that a Jew accepts the religion and a Jew accepts the family. So Rabbi Weintraub quotes Rav Aaron Lichtenstein on Vayeshev, saying that the same principle applies here. There's actually a similar thought, I think, in the Malbim here. Yaakov comes to live in Eretz Yisrael because it is Eretz Canaan. It is the land that is ready for Kedusha. Yaakov also comes to live in the land because it is Eretz Megurei Aviv. It is the land where his family lived. It's the bond with Hashem, and it is the bond with family. And that's what our Parsha is stressing here. Esav lives in Seir, lives in Edom. Yaakov comes to live in the place of his ancestors. Yaakov comes to live in a place of Kedusha. The Jew must value both. Thank you. Have a good Shabbos.